Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Well, the cattle complex seems staged to open on a mixed basis this morning, linked to a combination of follow-through selling and pre-cash short covering. All along the same lines, the hog futures should open on both sides of unchanged as traders position ahead of the weekend break. Cash cattle traders are entering the 11th hour here today with virtually no business completed yet. Look for light to moderate business to surface sometime today. Opening bids looking at about 119 to in the south, 190 to 192 in the north. Cash hog sales have been on the defensive as well for much of the week. That negative tone will probably be extended through Friday's final round. Accordingly, opening bids should range between steady to a dollar lower, assuming that the Saturday kill totals are close to 100,000 head. The weekly kills should amount to about 1.8 million head. Lean futures should open with uneven price action today, thanks to further bear spreading and late week profit taking. Now, the soybean futures closed sharply lower yesterday, with August down 51 cents and new crop November down 48.5 as forecasts show favorable summer weather for the Midwest crop. The corn futures finished about unchanged yesterday to hold above recent contract lows, and the wheat markets were lower yesterday. Again, wheat did close lower as harvest continues in the plains with 58% done as of Sunday. While rain has slowed the harvest pace, forecasts show dry weather emerging in the western plains next week after more showers develop over the next few days. Corn futures settled narrowly mixed and near unchanged yesterday after falling steadily the past 2 weeks. Beneficial rain during pollination and a 75% good to excellent crop rating are pushing out the market's longs. And on the soybeans, well, they fell hard on more fund selling yesterday. That pushed volume leader November to its lowest since late May. Mild temperatures are forecast this weekend with highs in the low 80s. Warmer weather is expected next week, but so is rain. We'll check futures after this.
Cattle producers, week in the Rockies coming from Superior Video Livestock Auction July 11th through the 15th. It'll be broadcast live on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Originates out of Steamboat Springs, Colorado. 261,000 head of cattle to be offered, 36,000 yearling steers, 24,000 yearling heifers, 58,000 weaned calves, and 138,000 calves on cows. Monday through Friday, the sales will be happening. For more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, August live cattle was down a dollar yesterday at 111.80. The October was down 87 cents at 112.22. August feeder cattle down 95 cents, 143.62. September down 105 at 142.65. August hogs down 50 cents at 80.12. And October was down 42 cents at 69.47. On the grains, Kansas City, hard red winter wheat. Well, the September was down 2.5 at 412.25 at the close. December was down 2.25 at 436.5. September Chicago wheat's down 3 cents at the close, 425.5. December down 1.75 at 446.25. September corn up a quarter penny yesterday at 341.75. December up a quarter penny at 348.5. August soybeans up 51 cents at 1050.5. September down 50.75 at 1034. October cotton up 11, 65.36. December down 8, 65.07. August crude oil was up 40 at 45.54. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.